Observe that the word does not say the will of God is easy, nor that it is comfortable, nor that it is financially rewarding, nor that it is exempt from tragedy. No, but God does promise that His will answer the deepest needs of your heart and give you great delight as you obey Him. What more could any person desire than this? I grew up with a fear of the will of God. It seems the only references to the will of God that I can remember from childhood had to do with tragedy, a storm which brought destruction, an illness which ended in death, a reversal which ruined a business, were explained by such statements as, "Well, it is a shame, but it just must have been the will of God." I do not remember hearing a person relate joy, blessing, or success to the will of God. So I grew up with a perverted idea of what the will of God really is. Blessing is in the heart of God's will for you. This is why Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The great goal for each person is to know and do God's will. It is the best thing which could happen to you. The Bible makes it quite clear that God is working among men according to His will. The Bible further declares that ordinary people, as you and I, may know God's will. The Bible insists that God's will for us may be done by and within us. The Bible affirms that God's will can be enjoyed as it is experienced. Why then do men draw back from full commitment to God's will? Probably because they fear it. But why do men fear God's will? They fear it only because they are not wholly given to it. Abandonment to God's will always proves it to be the way of blessing. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 calls upon each believer to present his body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And then the admonition continues for us to surrender, resist the pressures of the world, and through the renewal of our mind to discover that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. If you will abandon yourself to the will of God, here is the discovery you will make. First, you will discover the will of God is good. Now, to say the will of God is good means it is profitable to those who obey it. It means the will of God is suited to human affairs. In it, men's deepest needs are met and satisfied. God's will is good. Good in its intention. Good in its initiation. Good in its process. And good all the way to the end. What is included in God's good will for you? Well, it includes salvation. He would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It is not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Salvation is suited to your needs, isn't it? How profitable it is to those who receive it. God's will for you also includes sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 reads, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification." Hebrews 10, 9 and 10 makes it clear that we're sanctified by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ in accord with the will of God. The will of God for you includes your preservation. John chapter 6, verse 40 reads, "And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up for at the last day." God's will for you includes salvation, sanctification, and security. It is fitted to your needs. It is profitable as you experience it. Do not fear the will of God. Abandon yourself to Him, and you will find the will of God for you is good. As you give yourself to knowing and doing the will of God, you will discover, secondly, that the will of God is acceptable. To say that the will of God is good means it answers your greatest need and is profitable to you as you keep it. To say the will of God is acceptable means it is well-pleasing, able to satisfy the deepest longings of the soul. Here is a mother whose child is ill. The physician prescribes a medicine which will aid in overcoming the illness and in the restoration of health. Suppose that the medicine has a taste that the child does not like. Mother might encourage him to take the medicines by saying, "It is good for you." Now, the medicine might be good, that is, suited to the need, but not be acceptable, well-pleasing, and satisfying to the child. Just so, the will of God might be good for a man without being acceptable to him. But God assures us that His will is both good and acceptable. Jesus said to a poor, sinful woman that knowing and doing God's will as He has revealed it in Jesus Christ is like taking a refreshing drink of water, which keeps a person from ever thirsting again. The will of God is good and acceptable. Try it and see. Observe that the Word does not say the will of God is easy, nor that it is comfortable, nor that it is financially rewarding, nor that it is exempt from tragedy. No, but God does promise that His will answer the deepest needs of your heart and give you great delight as you obey Him. What more could any person desire than this? Third, you will discover the will of God is perfect. Not only is the will of God good and acceptable, it is also perfect. That is to say, the will of God lacks nothing that is necessary to completeness. Now, someone might say, well, I'd like to do the will of God, but it could so restrict my life that I might miss out on something. Now, such an objection is met with the scriptural reply, the will of God is perfect. It lacks nothing that is necessary to perfection. Have no hesitancy about receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord for fear you will miss out on life. He is life. His presence makes life complete and enables a person to live abundantly. Suppose you were going into a stadium to watch a ball game. You park your car, walk across the parking area toward the entrance gate. You meet a friend and you say, "Where are you sitting in the stadium?" He replies, "Oh, I'm not going in." "Don't you have a ticket?" you inquire. "Oh, yes," is his response, "but I'm afraid if I go inside, I might miss something that's going on out here." How very unreasonable. The real activity is going on inside the stadium. To remain outside is to miss the excitement of the athletic contest. Now, in like manner, some people delay to enter fully into God's plan for their lives for fear they will miss out on something, not knowing that in God's will is where the real activity is taking place. Give yourself to God. You will find that it is good, suited to your need and profitable to you as you keep it. That it is acceptable, well-pleasing in experience, and able to satisfy the deepest needs of your life. That it is perfect, lacks nothing necessary to completeness. No wonder the Bible admonishes us, "Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." The ideal of the Christian is that he might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. How can you do God's will when once you know it? Depend on God to do His will through you. You're not alone. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. If you are totally available to God, you will find that He will make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. Jesus promised, "Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Join me before the throne of God. Offer yourself to Him that without reservation you may do His will. And thus you will prove and know by experience that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. So here is the prayer. Father, not my will, but Thine be done. In Jesus' name, amen.